breathing in air. The fake ain't phony, they're just seeing impaired. Cause you believe what you see or believe what ain't there. The real world is twisted and to me it ain't fair. Cause greedy people seem...
Welcome to the Voices in My Head. The intro and outro music is Western Coast by the High Council. You can check them out on SoundCloud.
Welcome back. If you've been enjoying my podcast and YouTube channel, please hit that like and subscribe button. Really appreciate it. Came across this crazy article over the weekend about a restaurant charging parents $50 extra if their children are unruly. Now, when I first started looking at this, they were interviewing different people about this concept. Some thought it was good, some thought it was bad. I was more interested in, did the parents allow their kids to run amok, or was the owner just being an a-hole because a bunch of kids came in there? That's what I'm trying to get to. So let's get into this article. I'm on usatoday.com. This article is dated October 30th, 2023. The headline is, a Georgia restaurant charges a $50 fee for, quote, adults unable to parent unruly children. A Georgia restaurant is going viral for its, quote, unable to parent surcharge. Screenshots of the bottom of the Toccoa Riverside Restaurant's menu listing the added charge was posted to Reddit. Now I'm going to jump over to Reddit where they have the picture of it. It has a gratuity of 20% may be added to parties over six, separate checks, birthday menu. That's common. I see that all the time. You go in with large groups, they put down that you have to pay a certain amount of gratuity. Adult surcharge for parents unable to parent, $$. Share charge, $3. That's, I'm assuming that is if you share a plate. My wife and I do it all the time. They charge you an extra $3 because they bring me an extra plate. They got to clean it. I have no problems with that. Then the bottom, be respectful to staff, property, and self. No respect, no service, no store food permitted in dining areas. So you can't bring other food to the restaurant. Most restaurants have that. And if this is a touristy area, which it sounds like it is, where people go for vacation, you don't want to bring in other food. And I get it, especially as kids, because I've seen people, they'll go to a nice restaurant and they bring in a happy meal for the kids. I don't have a problem with it. The restaurant may have a problem with it, and that's up to the restaurant. But the surcharge, they don't say how much they're going to charge you. And I'm wondering if that's really legal. So let's get back to this. It says adult surcharge for adults unable to parent, $$. The menu reads. The menu does not list a specific amount, but according to several Google reviews, some say they were told they would have a $50 surcharge added to their bill. Here's one review. If you have children, absolutely avoid this place at all costs. Holy moly. The most disrespectful owner made a huge scene in front of the entire restaurant because our children were, quote, running through the restaurant. They were down by the river. We were told we need to, quote, go to Burger King and Walmart, and that we were bad parents, one review said. Another, they have a $50 surcharge for, quote, bad children. We were a group of 21, and our server was amazing and was overly apologetic. Terrible business practice. We will never be back. Now, I can understand the server being upset, because if you charge a group this $50 surcharge, they're going to stiff the server. They're going to say, well, that server, I'm not paying a tip, or I leave a $1 tip or a 50 cent tip. So as the server, I can understand the server being upset because it's like, I'm going to get blamed for this. Another patron, Brian Curaculio, hopefully I pronounced that right, told Atlanta News First that his experience at the restaurant was a, quote, nightmare. Caracciolio said a large group of five families, including 11 kids, were on vacation when they stopped into the restaurant in Blue Ridge, Georgia. Quote, he basically said he has raised his children and he's not going to raise ours, Caracciolio told Atlanta News First. So I'm assuming that's, he's quoting the owner, that the owner told Caracciolio, hey, I raised my children, I'm not raising yours. When I first read that, it's like, there's 11 kids and five families. What if it was just one of the family's kids that were running amok and other families, especially Caracciolio's, his kids were behaving and being respectful and just being normal kids, you know, watching tablet, coloring book, or just doing whatever, but was not running amok. Did the owner pay attention enough to see which family really was doing this? Back to the article, Caracciolio said the family was finishing up their meal when someone approached them and said they should pay the surcharge. Caracciolio, the owner of a Florida restaurant, said he thought it was a joke. So this guy owns a restaurant. He understands kids being bratty, or he has a different concept of how kids should act. Another Google review said a manager took issue with them rocking their four 4-month-old baby. Quote, don't go if you have children. We have 3 adults, 2 children, and our 4-month baby. And since we entered to the place, they gave us a bad look. Later, my wife was rocking the baby, not crying, just to make him sleep. And this, quote, manager told her that you don't do that in a fancy restaurant. Of course, this is not a fancy restaurant, and later moved our stroller in a bad way, the review read. So I'm not sure about what that meant about the stroller. And I've looked at this restaurant. I mean, it seems like a decent restaurant, probably a restaurant that I like. It's more upscale. It's not Golden Corral or Olive Garden type, you know, chain restaurants. But it, to me, it's not a upper scale restaurants, and I've been to those, and it's quite different. I just don't see that as a very high-end restaurant. I'm wondering if this owner just has a problem with children because maybe he doesn't make enough money, or they get distracted. One starts crying, then other people, you know, other patrons start complaining. I don't know what the owner's problem was, or maybe the owner's struggling. Maybe a couple people called in sick and it's stressful. I think his action is going to cause him a lot more problems than what he actually hoped for. So let's get back to this. Owner claims policy rarely enforced. The restaurant did not respond to USA Today's request for comment, but the owner told Atlanta News First that the charge was implemented during the pandemic, but was rarely ever used. He added that a group had to be particularly bad to even have the SAR charge brought up in a conversation. He told the outlet, Carcioli and his group were not charged. Petrolio said none of the kids were misbehaved. I don't suggest a family go there, he said. So the question was, did the owner have a conversation with them and then decided not to charge him? Because I would question whether you could actually do that. To me, I pay by credit card. I call up a credit card company. I dispute the charges saying, hey, they put this bogus $50 charge. I'll pay for my restaurant, my food, but I'm not paying this bogus $50 charge. I'm thinking the bank's going to agree with them. So I think that's why I did it. But then if you're not going to charge, why even confront them? Because most likely they're never coming back. When you have these type of tourist restaurants, the tourists may come once a year, or they may not come back for 5 years. Now the regulars, the people that are in there once a month and you know live in that area, if they're bad customers, then you tell them, hey, don't come back. So here are the questions I had when I'm thinking about this. He said it's very rarely enforced. In one article, it said he had never enforced it. So if he was going to approach, I'm wondering, does he have security cameras in there, or did he videotape the bad behavior? Because I think if I was going to confront them, knowing there was going to be blowback, that they're going to go out and Google review, Yelp, all these different review sites and blast me, the easiest way to defend myself is to show the security footage of that area, showing those kids to be monsters, that they were running amok, that they're running around the restaurant, you know, taking food from other people's plates. I mean, just doing terrible stuff. I would show that. So when people look at this, it's like, yeah, the owner had a responsibility and was in the right to confront the parents. That isn't happening. Now, maybe he doesn't have security cameras. I'll give him that. At the same time, I think if I was going to enforce this, before I went over there, I would have gotten on my phone or told the head waitress, waiter, the head server, or the manager, the front end manager, to get your camera and videotape them behaving badly. Because this is a PR nightmare for this restaurant. And I'm going to show that in a second. Because not only is it making all the newspapers, because you just Google the name of this restaurant, and I'm actually on DuckDuckGo. It has the restaurant website. There's several articles on Yahoo, Scripps, Metro, USA Today, which is one I'm using, NPR, Augusta Chronicle, Sky, News.Sky. I mean, everybody's picking this up. So this is a PR nightmare. And then I'm going to just skip over to TripAdvisors, and I'm looking at, there is all these tons of negative reviews, 1-star reviews coming in. Now, most of these people probably have never been to this restaurant, never will go to this restaurant, but they're throwing in their 2 cents. Now, this one person says they have cabins there and they go and they don't like it. Another person, horrible family restaurant, and talks about how they demean the families with kids. Another one said they ruined an anniversary dinner. Now, some people I've seen, when they see this type of stuff, they will make up a bad review. They'll say they went there and they got food poisoning. They'll just make up a bogus review. Then they want a bad parenting surcharge, a giant turd on the river, dirty and expensive. Once again, making up the bad reviews. Then I went over to Yelp. And Yelp actually has a little thing at the top, a little banner saying this business is being monitored by Yelp support team for content related to media reports. So they know this restaurant has been in the media, and that's why they're getting all these bad reviews. And then you get this little pop-up saying unusual activity alert that, hey, because they've been in the news, people are posting bogus reviews and we're reviewing them. And a lot of this, you can tell whether it's bogus or not. And I just went out here and I'm just sorting by the newest first. Here's someone from California talking about the $50 surcharge, probably never been there. This person from Louisiana, same thing. And actually, I want to be shocked if this place poisoned the food. And then it gets into the parenting thing, another about $50 service charge. I mean, so you're getting all these bad reviews. I don't know what this owner was thinking, but all this is not worth it. All this bad publicity is not worth the fact that he went over and confronted them for whatever reason. He was frustrated. He was angry, whether it was justified or not. And this is where people get themselves into trouble, is they're angry about something. Instead of taking a deep breath, thinking about it, is it worth what you're going to do? And you see a lot of people get into road rage incidents because they're angry, they're upset, and then they end up getting hurt or they get arrested. Something bad happens. This is not going to bode well for this owner. They may survive. They may not. I don't know. We'll have to see this how this turns out. Once again, everything in here has just been my opinion. Thanks for listening. I could run the whole block just from walking the line. Parking is prime. These are the thoughts of my mind. And I'm a straight rider, never stop at a sign. And I'm only slowing down if I'm stopping the sign. Six figures on a check before I'm jotting a line. It goes one for the money, two for the clothes, three for the honeys, and a four for the flows. Five O's and six.